that reason, and I think Paul's advisors were very keen to keep that under wraps. And there was a lot of, like, you know, speculation why she'd come away from Italy. So I know with hindsight, obviously, at the time I was just going along with it. And so they, and I think one of Paul's advisors had knew Rebecca, who at the time was just working on a magazine for the News of the World. I think she was in the Sunday one there. And they set up a and sold a story. That maybe that's the one you're talking about. So they set the story up to say why I'd left Italy, but it was all like, you know, this is all still fine, we're still together. And then I met Rebecca. I met her at, I think it's Heathrow, and that's the first time I met her. And then we flew out over to Rome together, and just hit it off immediately. And we had a friendship, and it was purely a friendship. It wasn't a situation where I sold stories. I wasn't even, you know, it didn't even enter my head. We did have a good friendship, and I considered her a very close friend.
Are you still friends?
No. I haven't seen her since, or spoken to her since about 2001. I think it might be 2000, but I would still, as someone, I wouldn't have a bad word to say about her personally.
Well, I asked you earlier about the impact on your children and on yourself, the period when you were still in the fall, and the intrusion that you suffered at that time. Now, looking back on the last 20 years, can you tell the inquiry, in a nutshell, how you feel that all of this has impacted on both you and your children?
It's, wherever I go and I meet people for the first time, I always feel I have to, not explain myself, because that would be a bit weird, just walk up and start saying, you know, this isn't really me, but I try to be overly nice, I try to get across as quick as I can, that maybe the interpretation they have of me is not true, and I don't want them to have any. I want to get rid of any preconceived ideas they may have of me within the first sort of, you know, however many minutes I can. So it's difficult, and the children, it's you know, difficult for them and friends, because they feel they have to. You feel you're constantly defending yourself, and for them as well, it's difficult because they're having to do the same. Just hope that. Because you're scared, I am scared of repercussions. I'm scared of repercussions on my family, because that has been my, you know, experience in all of this. And I just think that a question that you were saying to Mr. Lewis earlier, was when he said to you that maybe if they didn't defame people in the first place, that there wouldn't be this issue of the, you know, taking it to court. And you were like, well, that's never going to happen. But why should that never happen? Why shouldn't they have to prove, like you have to prove as a victim, that it's not true? Why don't they have to prove
actually,
that what they're printing is true?
Interestingly enough, as a matter of